music, I guess I would think about hearing it back in the day. Veterans Day 2019, good to have you here. We're also continuing our Auto No Fault Reality Tour. Trying to bring you all the information we can about what really is happening with auto insurance because of the new law signed a few weeks ago by Governor Whitmer. And what it'll mean to you going forward. My next guest is Steve West, an attorney at law at the Sinus Famous Law Offices in Kalamazoo. Steve, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here, Steve.
Good to have you here. Now, you spend more than 30 years now defending people that have been through car accidents and make sure they get the coverage they need out of the Catastrophic Care Fund and elsewhere. Many of your survivors are those that have survived traumatic brain injury and that sort of thing, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And so you know firsthand what this law has meant since the 1970s to those that are grievously injured in car accidents. And just, I want your first blush. What do you think the changes will mean going forward to those that have been having care for years or those that will get injured in the future?
Well, the biggest way to look at it, Steve, is that people with catastrophic injuries going forward are going to lack good quality lifetime medical care and services that they will need. They will be put onto or into the Medicare, Medicaid systems. Taxpayers will end up picking up a large share of the costs going forward, and the survivors will be more likely than not residents of nursing homes with care that's far less quality than what they're getting today.
So at least people that are already receiving care, some of them having been your clients and so forth, in a difficult position to say the least, because I know that one of the provisions is for long-term in-home care, if you will, that those rates are being cut back by 45%. There's also a massive reduction in how much time a family member can spend taking care of a loved one. I think to 56 hours, if memory serves correctly. You can only take care of them 8 hours a day, apparently.
It doesn't
make a lot of sense. Tell me about that part.
Well, one of the more costly benefits that are provided to catastrophically injured people is that they are in need of attendant care. That is, someone to help them with their activities of daily living on a daily and weekly basis. Currently, that can be done by professional services or family members or friends or someone that you know and are more comfortable with who have a personal interest in being sure you're cared for. And currently there's no limitation on the number of hours per day or per week that the attendant care can be offered. The new provisions will limit that to 56 hours per week, which is essentially, as you said, 8 hours a day. And if it's provided by essentially anybody that is related to you or that you had a personal relationship with prior to your injury or anyone who resides in the same household, whether related or not.
You know what's weird about that, Steve, and I've got to be honest, is a couple of weeks ago while we were talking to another guest here on this topic, he is a doctor. A doctor that specializes in traumatic brain injury and spinal cord injury and that sort of thing. And his wife was in a devastating car accident a few years ago. And even he, a guy who is, I mean, that's his professional pursuit, isn't allowed to take care of his wife. How does that even make sense?
It's a way to force survivors to limit the amount of attendant care that they seek. Because on a practical matter, having a family member provide it and versus a commercial service provide it is actually more cost effective in the long run, but it's a way to limit the amount of attendant care.
It's just confusing. Steve Weston here. He's an attorney with the Sinus Famous Kalamazoo office. Yeah, you know, and Steve, I've talked about this. I talk about this every year when I look out the window and I see it snowing like this. I believe one of the most dangerous stretches of highway anywhere in America in the wintertime is I-94. And that stretch when you're west of 69, heading through, you know, Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, that stretch that heads all the way down to Indiana. And for whatever reason, when lake effect snow comes across here, it just makes it dangerous. And it's not like people get up today and say, hey, I hope I'm in a catastrophic accident. But you just never know. And today's one of those days where people are headed off to work and the unthinkable can happen, right?
Well, that's right. And that's why shifting our system from the unlimited medical care and service benefits that we currently enjoy beginning July 1 of 2020, insurers will start offering choice options that allows the insured person to limit the amount of or cap the amount of benefits that they will be entitled to receive from $50,000 in medical services and allowable expenses for those on Medicaid to a $250,000 option or a $500,000 option, or you can still purchase a lifetime unlimited option.
Yeah, but aren't we getting to a place, Steve? Aren't we getting to a place where, I mean, obviously, if you're somebody who has to go with the least expensive insurance because that's all you can, you know, muster, and you're injured, the people that can least afford it are the ones that end up, you know, getting hurt the worst, it seems to me, and that happens before, because this was not a government program. This was an insurance program. We paid for it since the 1970s.
Right.
I paid for this. All my years driving in Michigan, I've paid in every year, and now it's not available to me. It just bothers me. I want to ask you about one other thing that's come to light here, and that is Michigan hospitals are going to lose something like $500 million annually, collectively, because of this change. And I heard somebody say here that the way to fix that is to go to the legislature and let the legislature fund the difference. Make that. So that's going to end up in my lap, too?
That's right.
It's appalling.
It's not a solution. And you put your finger on the issue is that the people that are going to be most at risk will be the ones purchasing the cheapest coverages going forward. And that means that they're going to run out of medical service benefits and have to go on Medicare or Medicaid, which is the taxpayers. And they don't understand further that a huge change in the law going forward is that, unlike today, where I could not bring a claim against you if you were the at-fault driver for my medical costs, going forward, if I select a $250,000 limitation on my benefit, I can, after that's used up, I can now sue you for the excess costs that my care includes going forward for my lifetime.
Right.
Which means that you're going to need to buy much, much higher liability insurance coverage on your own policy.
Otherwise, you're a target. Yeah, otherwise, you're a target. Steve Weston, we have to leave it there for today. Good conversation. Thank you for sharing your insight and your expertise after more than 30 years at this. Steve Weston, attorney for the Sinus Dramus Kalamazoo office. Greatly appreciate being part of the No Fault Reality Tour.
Thank you, Steve.
Quick break. Back on the Steve Guru Show with Rich Studley. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the